Welcome to a Good Glow Mini. Today we're talking about our reactions and how we can turn them into our superpowers. I absolutely love this aha moment from Dr. Brian Penny. He's a neuroscientist and a resilience specialist. The whole idea behind his business is change is possible. And he knows more than anyone that change really is possible. But first, we have to become self-aware.
But the tool that I do have, that is the most important tool in my locker, and it came from my experiences as well, and it's really self-observation, but there's a way that I sort of talk about it that makes it more palatable to people as well. So it's from Buddhist philosophy as well. So it's like we experience in life, there's first darts and second darts. The first darts are the darts that life throws at us. And if you live in love, you are going to experience first darts. The war over in the Ukraine, other people being mean to you, other people saying something about you on social media, whatever that is, political situations. All of these things are things that are outside of our control. And this is the essence of human existence. People will get hurt that you love. People will die. This is the human experience. These are the first darts. But this is not why we suffer. We suffer because of the second darts, and these are the darts that we throw at ourselves: anger, anxiety, jealousy, guilt, and they're our reactions to challenging situations. But between the first dart and your second dart, there's a space. And Viktor Frankl talks about this a lot, the space between the stimulus and response. And if you can increase that space and sit with yourself, sit with the emotions, the triggering that happens from the first darts, take a pause and sit with that, you will not create those second darts, and you won't be getting angry, jealous, resentful, whatever those things are. And that is the essence of being happier. And when they're the things that bring you down, like, it's not so much the bumps in the road that bring you down, it's your reaction to the bumps that bring you down, that trigger other bumps in the road, that you might have an argument with someone else and you might be guilty because you got angry, and then you're depressed because you got guilty because you got angry over some simple little row that just escalated out of all proportions. And that really, for me, is the magic wand, to be keeping an eye on your inner world. Watch yourself, and it's really crucial. So I have a nice story, George, as well, that really taps into this idea, and it was really my biggest learning of how powerful this can be. So part of my story was, as a child, is that I got deported from Canada as a 5-year-old. We won't go into the depths of that. Obviously my parents were deported, I wasn't deported. I always remember the police on the airplane when we came back. I remember feeling it was my birthday, and I felt very special because the police were on the plane with us, which is an interesting memory. But when I was in 2018, I think it was, I was back going over to Canada again for a big academic retreat or an academic conference, and I was going to be speaking for the first time at a big academic conference. Super excited. Trinity College gave me money to go over to this conference. I saved up money for myself as well. It was over in Montreal, cost a few quid, and there was a lot of work put into this conference. And the morning I was due to fly over with my professor, he was going to be following me over. I went to get on the plane, and I'd never filled out an ETA, it's called, to get into Canada. Didn't even know about it. But the guy said, it's fine, just fill it out there. You'll be able to get on the plane. Usually takes 10 minutes to approve. So I was thinking at the time, God, I hope they don't hold it against the 5-year-old getting deported, but I didn't think they would. So I filled out the ETA, and it came back that I didn't get through. So the guy says, sorry, you can't get on the plane. And I was like, what do you mean I can't get on the plane? He says, that's ridiculous. He says, look, it's not approved. We can't let you on the plane. And I remember about to get really angry at the guy, and I says, look, nothing he can do about it. I says, what's the best solution for this? What can I do? And he says, look, call this number and see what they say. Send them an email, see what they say. It was the Canadian authorities. So I'd missed my plane at this stage, and I went home, sent an email to them. I still had time to get to the conference to get another flight. So I sent the Canadian authorities an email, and I woke up the next morning and I had two emails. One saying that I could get into Canada, my ETA was approved, and the other one saying I'm an illegal immigrant, you'll never get into Canada. So I says, right, which one am I going to believe? So I says, I'm going to go with this, me ETA approval. I got another flight, a loan of €1,200 off me mom and dad, flew over to Canada, got a new ticket, flew over to Canada. When I arrived in Montreal, I got off the plane and I was walking through, and they'd actually, Canadian authorities, this woman came over to me and she says, look, we have to bring you into a room. I have to have a chat with you. There's a bit of a problem with you coming into the country. So when we were walking to the room, I was saying to the woman, I says, is it to do with my ETA? She says, oh, you know about that. And I says, look, I was deported as a 5-year-old. Didn't think he'd hold that against me. I was having a bit of a laugh with her. And we got into the room and she says, look, I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to send you back to Ireland. And I was sitting there saying, right, I was annoyed. I could feel it in my body. I was like, oh my God. But I says, right, think of the space, focus on the space, focus inwardly. There's nothing you can do about the situation. And I was nearly smiling at my ability to catch that in full flight. So she actually asked me, she says, can I ask you why you're pretty happy about this? You don't seem too bothered by this at all. And I says, look, I was in addiction for years. I'm over here to do a talk on mindfulness. It's an academic conference. Says I wouldn't really be walking my talk if I was sitting here giving out about everything. So what can I do? It's out of my control. We'll just run with it. So we had another chat for a few minutes and she just looks at me and she says, you know what, Brian, I'm going to let you in. Don't tell anyone. And she stamped me ticket and let me into the country. And it was one of the biggest learnings, Georgie, for me. It was like there was a space between the trigger and my response, like anger, giving out what I should have done or what most people would have done in that situation. But that space allowed me to get into Canada and give that talk. But the big thing for me is I tried to practice self-awareness or self-observation. So it's like having one eye. Like when that guy in the airport told me you can't get on the plane, I wanted to jump. I wanted to say, what do you mean I can't get on the plane? That's ridiculous. But I just caught myself. I had one eye on the inside, watching myself, watching my emotions, watching my feelings, watching me thinking, watching my bodily sensations. And I just think, right, keep an eye on that. There's no point on acting with that. So it's taking a pause when the monkey mind wants to react. The monkey mind wants to scream. The monkey mind wants to fight. So it's catching that and stopping that, taking a pause, creating a bigger space between the stimulus and your response to that, the first dart and the second dart. And I truly believe that's where like a life of freedom really lives.
I absolutely love that from Dr. Brian, and that's a great little lesson that we can share with young people in our lives as they head back to school or college over the next couple of weeks. Your reaction is your superpower. You know, I was in the convention center last year listening to Ryan Holiday, who wrote The Obstacle is the Way. And at the end of the night, he opened up the floor to questions, and a very, very brave young man put up his hand and stood up in front of 1,000 people and said, how can I control my anger? And Ryan's answer was absolutely brilliant. He said, you're allowed to feel angry, but don't let anger drive your actions. And speaking of gatherings, if you're enjoying these mini episodes of The Good Glow, there's plenty more where that came from, because on the 6th of December, we have our Christmas show at the National Concert Hall. And this is a night filled with aha moments like this. I let my guests take to the stage, inspire you, motivate you, and get you prepared for the festive season so you can head into December feeling a sense of joy, resilience. You'll feel grounded. We have such a beautiful night planned for you. So why not come along, reflect on the year, remember what's important as we head into the rest of the month. I'll leave a link for tickets in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this mini episode, we had Martha Beck last week. She's Oprah's life coach, and she was speaking about a decision-making hack that could just transform your life. These mini episodes of The Good Glow are brought to you with thanks to Dove Advanced Care Body Wash. If you're anything like me and you forget to moisturize after your shower, do not worry. Millions of tiny moisturizing droplets get to work as soon as you step into the shower, and even better, they keep working hours after you step out. So get ready to treat your skin to something truly nourishing this season. Dove Advanced Care Body Wash is available nationwide.